And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer and Mr. Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, October 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Lori will be on the line here in just a minute if she hadn't already. I know Rick's on the line. Good morning, Rick.
Yes, good morning. How are you doing? I was just grabbing my notes, stuffing them under my arm, and moving to my office, which today will be the Kubota. I'm going to get back in there.
I understand.
Yeah, the seats are great.
I understand completely. Yeah. Well, folks, first thing I wanted to talk about today was an article I stumbled on during the week from Zero Hedge. It's written by Michael Snyder on the End of the American Dream blog. And I verified the information that he puts out in this article. Headline, Historic Midwest Blizzard Has Farmers Seen Massive Crop Losses. This is a quote. Now, from it's part of the headline. It's a quote from a state representative in North Dakota. This quote is, as devastating as we've ever seen. Now, I did some more research, before the show today to check up on how things are going. I guess what we heard about Brazil having a real bad time with their planting may not be true. I think the Brazilian government and the Argentina government both are projecting record crops, so that's a good thing. Also checked on Ukraine, which is a very big grain producer, where I was led to believe by some articles they were having problems. As of October 6th, I think it is, they've already got 95% of their crops harvested. So that's a really good thing. Now, back to U.S. production, which is, I think, most of our audience. I know not all of it. Because of the rain, I'm not going to read this article verbatim, but because of the rain early in the year, said many farmers in the middle of the country faced very serious delays in getting their crops planted. We know that's true. Now, here's the snowstorm comes blowing in last week. Covers the grain with up to 30 inches of snow, depending on where you're at in North Dakota. South Dakota, I believe, got snow. I know Iowa did. I'm sure there was some into Nebraska, but I don't know that for a fact. But here's the takeaway from this one. According to the USDA, only 15% of all U.S. corn and only 14% of all U.S. soybeans have been harvested as of October 6. Now, folks, this is going to be a problem. It might not be a problem this winter, but it's going to be a problem. As you know, there are no national grain reserves like we had in the 50s and 60s. At least the best of my knowledge, unless something's changed very recently. Now, this is my personal assumption from reading all these articles, and believe me, I'm getting stuff mixed up in my mind because so many are contradictory. But because of the basically failure overall, I don't think you can call it anything else, of U.S. grains this year and soybeans, we're going to start to see significant price increases middle to late spring of next year. Now, I'm going to leave it at that. I can't predict the future. I don't have a crystal ball, unfortunately, or the one I did have actually dropped it and broke it. But anyway, guys, I think this is a heads up. It might be time to start considering stocking up a little bit more than what you really assumed you'd need. Rick, what's your thoughts, buddy?
I had to mute in order to express my thought. Do y'all remember back about, I'm going to say 30 days ago, when we were talking about the YouTube article from the Ice Age farmer expressing alarm with regard to the growing degree days, the GDD, right. The growing degree days. Sometime this week, I was staring out the window at my garden beds, and from where I was standing, I can see the eggplants on what there is of them. I've replanted some of those plants three times. When I was younger, we all thought that one of the cleverest things you could do was plant tomatoes, and tomatoes are fine. They have a place in the garden, I guess. But what I noticed was that at least for the last half a dozen years, the eggplants far outproduce anything. They produce so much more food than the tomatoes plant for plant. And I didn't really know that would happen until I kind of started experimenting with them. And it is a very useful plant in the garden.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of food. It creates a ton of food. If you don't use it all or eat it all, you've got, you know, you're going to spend a half a day. You gotta cut these into slices like pineapples and blanch. You got to peel them, slice them, blanch them for a couple minutes, and then freeze them or something like that, or you could can them either way.
Right.
It's going to take longer, though, longer than freezing them. But my point would be, my point is this. We didn't, I think I got like six eggplants. Not the plants.
Oh.
I'm talking about the fruit.
Right.
Yeah. This year, usually basil grows all over the place here like it's a weed. I mean, you know, it even comes up in places where it was last year and you let it go to seed. I mean, normally there's basil all over the place. There isn't a basil plant to be found here. I planted them twice. They just up and died. There was nothing I could do to keep basil around here. The crepe myrtles. Now, you know, down south, you know, it's a big, big plant down south. It's a flowering
right.
bush, but it's a summer to late summer deal. Down south, it probably blooms earlier, but what's always nice about the crepe myrtles, of course, is, and if you've got them, you know, that during the outrageous heat of late July and August and September, and of course the dry conditions too, these things come on and they're beautiful, and it's a welcome addition to struggling flower gardens. Well, this year, I think out of the maybe 15 crepe myrtles I've got, I think maybe one or two flowered. The rest never actually flowered. Now, I started thinking about this while I was staring at the eggplants and wondering what in the world could be the problem here. Well, you know, first of all, I don't really know. Is it the UV? Is the UV so far out of whack that it's messing everything up? Or is it the chemtrails? Or am I being affected by the growing degree day problem? I'm more likely to suggest that I'm seeing issues with the solar degree days and the grand solar minimum. I think that's probably my problem. Yeah, or a combination of two. But the point is this, to answer your question, what do I think? I think if I was trying to grow food for 20 people, I'd be in trouble. That's what I think. To the point, heads up. Yeah, well, I know. We've been giving heads up to everybody now for a couple of years. They're either paying attention or they're not.
Right.
So, you know, no matter how clever you are, no matter how advanced you are in your gardening skills, at no point are you going to recreate your own sun. So you're going to have to go with it. You know, crop failures, they come, they go.
Right.
You've got to put yourself in some sort of a position where you can ride that out. You're either going to have to plant extra and which you know, if you're going to have a crop failure and you plant extra, I'd say you're going to have a massive crop failure then. But because, you know, basil, I planted 100 of them, I'd simply be out 100 basils instead of 10. So
right.
That may or may not. So food storage would probably be, I guess, my first thought on this matter, you know, how to ride out crop failures. And you better hope that it doesn't happen 2 or 3 years in a row. Which
right.
In this case, with the Grand Solar Minimum, it may very well happen
yes.
2 or 3 years in a row. So so I made a deal with some folks up north, and believe it or not, they've got, as I told you last week, they've got 40-pound, $53 potato flakes. They've got 20 broken bags they were willing to sell me for $25. That's what, a little more than half off.
Yeah.
I also got them to bring it more than halfway to town. So I've only got about a one-hour ride on my hands. And then if I do that, then I save $250 plus tax. So,
right.
But so what is that? 10, that's 400 pounds of potato flakes. I would imagine if you hit that with water, you would need a snowplow to get it out of the driveway. So
yeah, you know, I hear you.
Yeah, that stuff really gets going when you wet it. So, look, you know, and that's a Mennonite outfit up there. Humorously enough, they're bringing it to a bee farmer, which would be the closest one of their customers to me. And the guy was only too thrilled to help me, which I don't understand that attitude. Well, of course, I am from the St. Louis area where people tend not to help anybody. You know, it's a
right.
It's a urban environment. You know, it's like it. If anybody ever says anything nice or does anything nice, it changes your entire day. You know, you wind up having what I would consider to be renewed hope in mankind. Although it doesn't happen a lot. But when this guy called me up and said, yeah, whatever you want to do, man, I'm on. I'm like, what? What's the catch here? Anyway, so all I've got to do is drive to Bowling Green and grab the stuff and let's see what gets on. And in the meantime, I get to go up. He's got a whole bee store set up. I'll get to cruise around in there and have a look and see what that's all about. That should be a fun deal. So what is the point in this? The point is not what Rick is doing. The point is, what are you doing? Find Mennonite stores, because they will have bulk food, and or Amish, same deal. They will have bulk food in quantities unimaginable to you. You know, even like Sam's Wholesale Club. Now, when you go, and I've said this before, but let me just repeat for people who may or may not have been around. Sam, they can't supply you with rice at prices that a Sam's Club can. It's still about $17 for 50 pounds. Nobody's going to beat that.
Right.
So you can, you know, Sam's, Costco, you can get the rice there. Beans, as far as beans go, the Amish, the Bishop's Storehouse, actually provides them, cans them, and sells them cheaper than I can do it myself. So for beans,
I believe that.
You know, yeah, I don't know how, but they're putting it in those big number 10 cans and selling it to me at what would be a discount to me over, you know, me standing around bagging them up. So there's that. But, yeah, what do I think about it? I guess that's a long-winded answer, but I think, you know, once again, I get, you know, so tired of being the Chicken Little and the sky is falling. It just, you know, just wears me out. But and I certainly don't want to come up as lacking in credibility. What worries me more than that is when something like this finally does hit the fan, that all you folks are going to be sitting around starving to death saying, well, that Rick was right, Tim was right, I should have done this and I should have done that. You know, I'd rather you didn't call me and tell me that, because you're just going to keep me up at night. Because as far as I can tell, the whole point in my being here saying anything at all is so that you get interested enough to kind of take care of yourself. If you're not already doing it, you need to think about that very carefully. Well, what are your thoughts on the matter, Mr. Spencer?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing, and that will show my thoughts on the matter. Every time I go to Walmart or Country Mart, which is our local grocery store, and I see canned goods of things we normally eat on sale, if I can at all do it, I'll buy two or three cases and set them on the back of the pantry shelf and with the older stuff in the front, so we grab that. And I keep trying to increase our supply a little at a time. Beans, same way. If I find a 40-pound bag of beans on sale, you can bet I'm going to grab it and put it in containers. That's what I'm doing, Rick. And I think the rest of the family thinks I'm nuts, but I know what I know, and when bad times hit, nobody in my house is going to go hungry. And if it wasn't for the money it costs to buy the stuff, I would have 10 times what I got. But that's what I do.
Well, I've expressed this opinion regarding what that is more than once, but let me just say this one more time. Somebody, I think, I'm trying to remember which one of these financial experts that I like to listen to made this statement. It might have been Chris Martinson. His interviews with Max Kaiser. It's nice to listen to Greg Manarino and Zhang. It's nice. But what I like about Martinson's interviews with Max Kaiser is it looks to me like, even though he's not coming right out and saying it, he is kind of doing what we're doing with respect to everything that meets his eye. He doesn't trust the system at all. And I think he was the one that said, get out of dollars, buy anything you can that is not a dollar-denominated investment. I think he listed things like food and water, that sort of thing. So the point, I'm saying, here comes the damn tractor again. This guy, he got the corn out of here. It took him a whole week to move 150 acres of corn. And now he just, comes up here in this tractor and parks right next to the chicken coop. And I don't know where he goes after that, but it's amazing. Then he comes back and gets the tractor in the afternoon. I think he's eating chicken. I don't know what he's doing in there. If you were to spend a little extra money on food or something along those lines, that money is not gone. That money did not disappear. You didn't waste it. If it's stored properly and something happens to you, but something doesn't have to happen to you, but if something happens to you, your family can have it. If you up and die in a car wreck, along with the rest of your possessions, they can take the food. That food is worth money. And the more crop failures and the more soil minimum nonsense we have to put up with, the higher those costs of food are going to go. So a 25-pound bucket of rice makes a damn fine gift, if you ask me.
Go ahead, Lori.
We have our break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Hold on.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. The guys have been talking about grains and stuff due to the weather, prices going up. You guys want to continue?
Actually, Lori, I'd like some of your input on this. You know, you've read the same stuff to the most part that I have. Where do you see this going next year? Do you think food prices are going to soar like I do, or do you have a different opinion?
No, I think the prices are going to go up because, you know, so much flooding, not just here in the U.S., but around the world, and other devastations that have taken out a lot of the crop areas. So I'm looking at prices to go up, and that's one reason I think that we at least on our show, keep it insisting that everybody, you know, start a garden. If you don't have land to put a big garden in, we've explained how you could do them in pots or buckets, you know, and grow them on your balconies or whatnot of your apartments or whatever. But there are ways to do your own garden, whether you've got the space or not, you know. So all we can do is keep emphasizing how important it is to start growing your own food. You can start growing it indoors, and some plants you can even grow indoors all year round because of the temperature, you know, you keep it with your air conditioner and all, your heat. So,
well, especially things like sprouts, right? You can do that
year-round. Yeah, you can do the sprouts like Rick's been doing because they don't take long to grow at all. There are also like 5 or 6-in-1 type of fruit trees and citrus trees that you can grow indoors. There's you can even grow other plants indoors, you know, like tomatoes or whatnot. You just need something that will pollinate them. And if you have a fly flying around in your house, hey, he'll do the trick because he lands on one and the other, believe it or not. But, you know.
And, of course, you can also manually pollinate, too.
True. And this is also going to give your you and your family food to start storing also, you know. Teach yourself how to dehydrate food and buy yourself a dehydrator. Learn how to can, you know. These are things that was going to help you and your family in the long run, you know. So that's the best I can say, you know.
Right. Well, Rick, you know, further input, sir.
Yeah, well, you know, with respect to all these skills, with respect to the sprouts, with respect to canning and even fermenting, which I would like to talk about at some point here today if I can, although we'll probably run out of time, you don't have to be, it does not have to be an EMP or a solar flare that shuts down all of civilization or even the solar minimum. If you're hurt or injured on the job or either way, if you have a heart attack or a stroke and you can't work, even if you retire, you know, or you're unemployed, let's say, I mean, they're telling you that unemployment is whatever it is, low. The U6, the real unemployment number, is massive. It's closer to 20%. If you're hardcore unemployed and you have a bunch of food saved up, I hate to say it, as depressing as it may be, that might be the time to uncork it. And while you're looking for a job, instead of spending money you don't have or using a credit card, going deeper in debt, maybe you know, dip into that those food stores. And this is, you know, like I say, this money doesn't go away. All you're doing is changing the form of it from a dollar bill into edible food. It's not going to disappear on you. It's just been moved to a safe liquid. Food is very liquid, more liquid than a dollar. So, I mean, you can shove it in your mouth. That's pretty liquid. So there are, you know, people keep thinking that we're talking about always some doomsday scenario. Not necessarily. You know, we're talking about that and just real everyday normal life. 100 years ago, when the place was basically rural, this is how people lived. You know, people created in large part a lot of their own food. They were self-reliant. Everybody, even in the city of St. Louis, down in the city, had chickens, and they ate them. This was just, you know, this is, of course, this was just normal, everyday stuff. So, now, you know, we're talking about just learning how to take care of yourself and being a self-reliant individual, if not for your sake, my God, for your families.
Absolutely.
My thought on that. Yeah.
Well, you know, today's population as a whole, Rick, in my opinion, is so coddled. You know, anything goes wrong, pick up the phone, call 911. Don't dare do anything yourself to fix a situation. You know, grocery store burns down. Oh, my God, end of the world. No, it's not. Not if you have stuff well stored up. But, you know, fixing your own problems through life makes you very smart. In reality, and I think both Rick and you, Lori, will both agree with that. When you set out to fix it yourself, even if you're unsuccessful, you learn. Am I correct or not?
Then you'll probably try twice, won't you? But what I was going to say, and what I did want to bring up this show, is one brief point. I love watching the Haas Tools people. Their row-by-row gardening shows are kind of long. They're like a half an hour. I love watching Curtis Stone and John Martin Fortier because these guys are smart and they are problem solvers.
Hey, Rick, I know you can hear the music while you're talking. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. Rick, you were talking when we went on break. Do you want to finish up, hon?
Yeah, I was trying to finish that thought before I was overwhelmed by the storm. I love watching these guys because, I mean, you don't have to be a rocket surgeon to garden. We all know that. But innovation.
I like that, rocket surgeon. I like that.
I know. Yeah, the innovation and new ideas and pest control and other things. I don't like it when folks try the same thing for decades and it's just, and the results are mediocre, but they never have what it takes to stop and solve the problem. It's bad habits handed down from generation to generation. But this crowd of market gardeners is what they are. They're actually augmenting their salaries by selling food. And because it's not a hobby to them necessarily, it's more important than that, rather more important. It's their own food and it's money. They solve problems. And if they've got pest issues, mildew pressure, other predator pressure like deer and things, they get those problems solved and then they tell you the answer. And that's why I like listening to them. You can get a lot of information in a very short period of time from these guys. So, and that would be my suggestion, and I've said it 200 times, and I'm just going to say it just this one more time, I promise. Market gardening is a perfect overlap for preparedness. It is the skills that people can use, not necessarily for profit. I mean, you could, but you don't have to, but just to create copious amounts of food in reasonable periods of time with minimal expense. That's the thing. It's that business right. model. That business model, I think, is something that should be employed for everybody. You know, irrespective of the voodoo of planting by the moon and some other things. And well, I'm not criticizing those folks that do it, but you know, there are a lot of studies out there that show that it just doesn't matter. So anyway, but yeah. I love to watch the problem solvers. It's just so doggone cool. And what I particularly like about the row by row from Haas Tools is that the big guy, Greg, whatever they bring in for show and tell, he will eat it all in the first 5 minutes. He can't stop. It's hilarious. This guy is always starving. It is hilarious. Anyway, you know, with respect to Haas Tools, I watched one of their videos twice, and because I really was learning, it was like 39 minutes or something like that. What was fascinating about it really was that, aside from watching Greg eat all the show and tell, you know, my dog ate the homework, you know, well, that's great. Greg eats the homework. They have some very interesting stuff. Their business model has and still does call for, if you give them an order by 3 p.m. Eastern time, mm-hmm. it goes out that day. I mean,
wow.
That is, I know, for a small group, not Amazon, for a small group, that is astounding. And they address that. You know, Greg said while he was chewing, if I order something, you know, I don't see myself wanting to wait 2 weeks to have it shipped. I want it then. And so he says, I assume everybody else is the same way. Well, I think that they are, and I think they've been spoiled by Bezos, of course. But, you know, hey, you know what? Getting your stuff fast, I don't care who you are, it's not a bad thing. There was some interesting stuff as far as planting in the fall, which is where we are now.
Right.
And two things. I warned you guys a couple of weeks ago that you needed to be getting, if you had an herb garden, and I hope that you did. If you didn't, call me and tell me why. I want to hear it. If you have an herb garden, it's about to get ruined, and which it will. The first time we have a hard freeze, you know, like 31, 30 degrees, something like that, you're going to come out in the morning and everything is going to be dark green to black, and it's toast.
Right.
What I've been doing, what I did for a couple hours yesterday was I cut bunches of mint, tarragon, sage, rosemary, thyme, and guess what? No basil. Absolutely no basil.
Yeah.
But I bundled them up, tied a string on them, and I hung them up. I hung them up where they can dry out of the sun and cool. Also, I made a huge mistake, of course, and you're all going to, I don't know what the hell I was thinking, putting spearmint in the herb garden. I'm going to wind up, if I don't get something, if I don't deal with this, I'm going to wind up with a spearmint garden and nothing else.
Right.
Got to get that out of there. That stuff's going nuts. So but I did tie up a bunch
hey,
of spearmint.
Rick,
not sure what I'm, yeah.
You know, Begum. Rosemary is supposed to help the memory, so maybe you should smell some of that rosemary to help you remind
Tuck
you.
Tuck it in my cheek. A little pinch between my cheek
just
and gum.
Just the smell of it. Supposed
yeah.
to help.
Yeah. Well, this rosemary is six years old now or so.
You guys,
it was behind you when you were sitting at in the bar stools.
Uh-huh.
It was. It's about 6 years old now, and it's a bush about 4 feet in diameter. So, but believe it or not, it can stand a lot of cold weather. I've dug it up out of the snow and brought it in, which is fascinating because when that happens, it flowers. You know, if it gets that cold and you bring it in. It actually has blue flowers all over it, which are quite beautiful. But yeah, but the rosemary is going to have to come in. I don't want to lose that bush. That thing's getting to be a pet of mine. Yeah, that is a anything. But what will happen is when I do try to move it, digging up something 4 feet by 4 feet, you're going to break some of the lower branches off, Those don't go to waste either. I mean, you hang on to those because you know. Down there, at the supermarket, they charge a fair amount. We all know, we said this before, they charge quite a bit of money for dried herbs. And there's really nothing in the doggone bottle. I mean, they dry a few leaves and crumble them up and then charge you $4 to $6 for it. It's a bit of an insult. But now's the time to do that. You should have your garlics and shallots down. I've got my elephant garlics in, and I kept coming out this last week and finding them on the ground, on the surface.
What's taking them out?
Yeah, well, I'll send you a picture. I've got them out here in a trap, him or her. It was a possum, but I killed the other suspects as well. This is just the last. I think this may be the one. They weren't eating them. They were just unplanting them, just undoing my work, which is why I bring up, you know, the problem of pest pressure. Before we get to the crop rows, wool covers, and which I've never had used for, but I think I do now, for fall planting, this is the time when you would get your brassicas down. No, if you're in Minnesota and Wisconsin, I'm sure it's too late, but you know, if you're somewhere in the southern half of the nation, you can certainly use, put in just about anything that is of brassica nature and do okay with some luck. You don't really know. But here's the deal. They were talking at length about these turnips, and they've got a turnip called all top, which is what it is. It's all tops. It doesn't bulb. But for those people that like things like, these southern boys are huge fans of greens. They eat them.
I'm one of them.
Turnip greens, and lots of greens.
Right. Well, this collard is the greens. Time you would get, Bates, collard greens. This is the time when you would get those down. Southern giant curled mustard is a big fan, is a big favorite. You can buy a package of seeds from them, whether we're talking about all tops or purple top, which, of course, is going to be a very standard turnip. You can get the Florida broadleaf mustards or the southern giant curled. $3.99 for a package. Your package is going to have about 1,000 seeds. But here's the deal. Most of these, they will sell you in a quarter pound. Most seed places will sell you a packet, or they will sell you a pound. That's what you get. That's the cutoff.
Yeah.
Haas Tools, once again, problem solvers, they've got quarter pound packages. So you can either, like for example, with the mustard greens and the purple top turnips, you can either spend $4 for a packet, or like quarter pound of purple top turnips is $10, but you get 50,000 seeds. So you get 50 times the seeds for another $6. So if you're a prepper, and I hate that term, if you're intelligent, self-reliant human being, you would buy that package and use what you want, and then put that in a plastic bag in the fridge, and you'll have that for years to come. It just so happens the all tops, believe it or not, is 30,000 seeds, but a quarter pound of that is $50. So that's a high-end product. But as far as the mustards, the Vates, the giant mustards, red giant, it's all, you get around 50 to 70,000 seeds for around $10. So that, and if you call by 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same day shipping. I don't think I'm ever going to be a TV commercial guy. But that's the deal. Now, here's the deal. With respect to this idiot out here in the trap, I'm still trying to figure out, I don't like killing possums, but they are a nuisance.
There's the big rat, in my opinion.
Yeah. And they are smelly, I guess because they're always in a trash can. Yeah, they eat dead stuff. You can smell them. Here's another thing. Apparently, they eat copious amounts of ticks. So everybody's been saying, "Oh my God, don't kill the possum. It eats ticks." Well, yeah, that's not all it eats. There's a problem. You got to weigh this out. If it's going to undig $50 worth of elephant garlic every single night, your life expectancy is going to be crappy. I'm sorry. It just is.
That's right.
I'd do the same thing to my brother if he was doing it. So with respect to pest pressure, whether it's the deer or whatever, if you're not going to deal with it at this moment, you've got to know that you've got something around that will deal with it. I have been suspending metal grids with holes in them that keep the deer off of my stuff, like my watermelon radishes and my daikon radishes. Once more, cool weather stuff. Great time of year for this. But they eat the tops off, and it slows the growth way down. It stunts the growth. Doesn't kill it, but you know it's a pain in the butt. So I've never really had, I don't think, what I would have considered to be a need for row covers. But it occurred to me that it's really easy and cheap to do row covers. All you do, if you got 30-inch wide beds, you get those. You go to the hardware store and you get those pre-cut rebars stakes that are maybe 24 inches long. Drive them in the ground every 3 or 4 feet on both sides, make them even. Then you get you some half or three-quarter inch PVC, cut it to length, and if you stick one end on each one of those rebar stakes, it makes a formidable hoop.
It's
a cheap way to cover. Yeah, now, I could put fleece or fabric over there and extend, or you can even, you know, use VisQueen, and you can have a little tiny, it's called a caterpillar tunnel, is what it's called. If you do that, it's a caterpillar tunnel.
I know for a fact they use that a lot in Asia.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people do. Even these market farmers, whom I've referenced, use this technique. You can use various coverings, like in the spring. You can put a fabric over it. Kind of keeps it warm, but it also keeps pests off. But at this point, what I'll probably do is get a roll of chicken wire that is the height of it would be the length of my hoop, and I'll just wire the chicken wire down on there, and then, you know, that will keep them out. The smaller deer are getting their faces through my metal grid and eating right through the grid, so this isn't working. So my point is, you know, with respect to producing food for somebody.
Rick, you could always move your cattle panels farther away from where the plants are, like by 2 feet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you could.
Well, that some farmers swear by human hair.
I've tried
that, right? You've tried it? It did not work?
Tried that? No, it doesn't. Yeah, it works for about a week, and then they get used to it. Human urine.
Okay.
So far, I have not gotten a ticket for public urination, but that's, I'm sure, you know, try it enough, you will. And then once again, like I say, they get used to that as well. You know, it might keep them away for a couple of weeks.
They don't get used to, Rick, that 30-30. They don't get used to that.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I'm waiting on one foot and then the other for deer season, and I'm going to walk a couple of these guys.
You know, you got to check with the conservation guy first. But if they're in your crops, I know you're allowed to kill them. The problem is you're not allowed to eat them. You got to pile them and burn them. Unless you want to change.
We won't be doing that. But,
that's
it takes exactly one cord of wood to incinerate a human body. I am not going to donate. After all the crop they've eaten, the last thing I'm going to do is let them have two cords of firewood. That's not happening either. So I'd rather give the conservation agent $100 or $200 to shut up and go away.
That works.
But
usually,
yeah, I think it does. cheaper than wood.
Well, they used to take them and give them to families that needed them, but not anymore. Okay, hold that thought, Rick. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in just a few minutes. Please hold on.
1-800-313-9443.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Rick was explaining to us that he was having problems with a deer eating his crop. Our number is 1-800-313-9443. If you have any suggestions that might help Rick with the deer, give us a shout. Let us know. Okay, Rick, go ahead.
And we, well, hang on, Lori. Right now we have Mike in Kentucky. I believe it's line 11. I'm not sure. I'm having a hard time reading it. But anyway, let's go to Mike first. He might have a suggestion for us. Good morning, Mike.
Well, it's a commercial product named Rodin Sheriff, but it's a large, in large part, it is a mint. And I, by the way, the whole time I was on hold, I could not hear any of the audio. I don't know if that's something that the board op can do anything about, but local phone company here has been having all kinds of fun problems, but which I could spend an hour talking about. But Anyway, yeah, rodent sheriff is mostly mint, so I don't, you know, people used to, I'd see old gardeners plant rows of marigolds, but the deer would eat those, I think, but they'll keep the insects out, some of them. So yes. I don't see why you couldn't plant rows of mint. I've heard people planting a border of mint around their house to try to keep the snakes from getting in their house, but I don't think the deer and other rodents.
I heard mice.
Go ahead.
Mint as well. Yeah.
Mice.
All kinds of mice. M-I-C-E, mice, rats, mice. They don't like it either.
Yeah, so it's I would have to think it would have some effect on the possums. And I don't think everything likes cedar chips either, besides insects. But, you know, a row of mint and cedar chips and... then use a spray, but if you're going to kill anything, kill the dang raccoons and relocate the possums. If you use traps with peanut butter or something like that on some whatever they seem to like, you know, they love just trash, lettuce.
They seem to like that, yep.
Yeah, so trap and relocate as many of those possums. But the reason is, like you say, the possums eat ticks, but the raccoons, because the... or the preponderance of raccoons, they're spreading roundworms across the most of the wildlife, and these roundworms are fatal for humans as well. They can be, especially youngsters that get them. So, yeah, you can get rid of all the raccoons you want, and they're, you know, they're causing problems for, like, birds of prey because, the Allegheny, in my area of the country, the Allegheny rats and the Tennessee rats, they're all dying out because they're endangered because of these roundworms that the raccoons are spreading. And a lot of the raccoons have went urban. They don't care. They're not so afraid of people anymore. And they're tearing stuff up. Oh, they'll live anywhere, and they carry rabies and all that. But, yeah, the possums are getting a bad rap. And they're getting, you know, here I'm a cyclist. And in the last 10 years, it's gotten to where the old joke in Kentucky was, if you get lost in the woods, follow a possum, because it end up flat in the road, you know. But now it's all you see is raccoon. I don't know where all the possums have went. There's some,
yeah.
But
I've got no problem.
Anyway.
I've got to cut out earlier today anyway. You go to a wedding. Maybe I will take him to the wedding and let him go there.
Okay, guys.
All right, guys. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. Call in number is 1-800-313-9443. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.